I'd like you to raise your right hand to the heavens. And declare this loud and clear. Please, don't joke with this prayer. Spirit of Balaam.
Emi Balamu.
Assign against me from the heavens. Balaam was that prophet sent, hired to curse the children of Israel.
Balaamu ni woli ti won be lowo e pe ko lo fi awon omo Israel re.
So what you are praying?
Ohun ta ngba ladura.
Is that any consultants hired to curse you?
Ohun ni pe gbogbo awon ti won be lowo e pe ki won fi ore.
The Almighty should deal with them.
Pe ko Olorun Olodumare ko je won niya.
Spirit of Balaam.
Emi Balaamu.
Assign against me from the heavens.
He won't be lower.
Scatter! In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
The spirit of Balaam.
Emi Balaamu.
Assign against me from the heavens.
He won't be lower. Lord, you see me lati no awon.
Command the power to scatter now. In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
That is a prayer. I want you to pray on your body now. Your body. Your body.
Adura ko wa ti mo fe ka gba lori ara wa ara.
If you like that body.
Be ba feran eran ara yin.
I want you to pray some prayer on that body now.
Be ke gbadura kan sori eran ara ohun.
The kind of prayers we used to pray in those days.
Iru awon adura ta ma ngba lati jo.
So that most of those of us who learned those prayers those days,
lara wa ta ko awon adura yi lati jo na,
you don't find us in the hospitals.
O le ri wa nile iwosan.
You pray this prayer for yourself.
O gbadura yi fura re.
Say, I charge my blood with fire.
Mo fi ina ro eje mi lagbara
from heaven. Once the blood inside of you receives fire, since that is what circulates around your body, if you push out anything that is negative to your body, I charge my blood with fire from heaven in the name of
Jesus.
Charge it. Charge my blood with fire from him.
Boru eje mi lagbara pelu inu Olorun.
That's right.
Then
something is happening over there already.
O kon sele Olorun
yen. Open your mouth and declare it.
Lainu re ko gba ladura.
I charge my blood.
Boru eje mi
with fire.
Ni agbara pelu inu Olorun.
Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Very good.
Oda.
Very, very good.
Odara gidigidi.
One last prayer before we sit down.
Adura kan si ka to joko.
Samaria was an important city.
Samaria je ilu to se pataki.
In the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 8.
Ninu we ise awon apostle ori kejo.
Samaria was filled with businessmen, politicians, all kinds of important personalities.
Samaria kun fun orisirisi awon eniyan jangan jangan pataki pataki ni ilu bi awon onisowo awon to nse dari ilu.
But they had a man in that city.
But won ni okunrin kan ni ilu na.
Who has bewitched everybody in Samaria?
Eni to ti gba bodi. Lori gbogbo eni to nbe ni Samaria.
They had bewitched them.
O ti ko abode ran won.
They were going about with their lives, but yet they were bewitched.
Won ka kiri ta won temi won ninu sibe sibe ori won ti gba abode.
The man was killing them, but they were praising the man who was killing them.
Okunrin pa won sibe sibe won gboriyin fun.
And it confused them.
O si down lokan lu.
Until the gospel entered through Philip.
Afigba ti irere wole nipase Philip.
And as Philip began to minister in Samaria.
Bi Philip se nsise Oluwa ni ile Samaria.
Things began to happen.
Kon bere si ni sele.
Spells
epe
began to break.
O bere si ni fo.
Philip went there and broke that spell that the man had placed on them.
Philip lo sibe o si ba ipe tokunrin ohun fi leleje.
The man went to the church too to try and pollute them, but his power was broken.
Okunrin tun lo si leje si lati lo kada lulu won sibe sibe agbara Olorun o ba agbara.
This is why I wanted to say this loud and clear.
Idi ni ye tun fe ka wi adura Olorun rara.
Every spell
gogo epe
upon my life.
Don't be lonely, I hear me.
Hear the word of the Lord.
For Olua.
Is that how you are going to preach? Shout it with all the anger. Break! In the name of Jesus.
Break this
back.
Fall a penal.
Break it
for
break
for
Patasataka
Shemosekete
Rebo Kotende Kayabo Shemko
Sukurimashaya
the Kaponda Kayabo Shemko Rabokola Kalabo Sauda
Bakandara.
Break, 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 break. Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
In louder, amen. Father, we thank you for a wonderful morning before you.
Baba dupe fun owuro iyanu niwaju re.
Thank you for this wonderful and fine Sunday morning.
Adupe fun ojo Sunday to larinrin bi eyi.
We give you praise, O Lord.
Afiyin fun Oluwa.
Father, we gather before your feet this morning.
Baba korajo ko sabe ese re loruko yi.
Open our understanding in the name of Jesus.
La wa loye loruko Jesu.
All the blessing swallowers
gbogbo awon to nsa ibokun je
that are waiting outside our tomb or on the road
si won duro de wa lode tabi loju ona
to steal from anyone here
lati ja enikani lo le ohun rere li.
I give you 60 seconds
ofun yin ni iseju aya ogota
to disappear from where you are.
Be ko ra kuro bibi te wa
in the name of Jesus.
Orupo Jesu.
Let the glory and power of God overshadow your people here. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a say, God bless you. I'd like you to listen very carefully to this morning's message or teaching, as the case may be. Because this is one area this year the Lord will move mightily in the life of His people. That's how we're dealing with this now. I might be a bit slow because I want the words to sink into your spirit, man. We're looking at what I call the dream conditioners.
How my shag be ya wo ti mo pe ni awon nkan to ma nso bi allow ti ri
the dream conditioners
awon nkan to ma nso bi allow eni o ti ri
those the factors that determine what your dream life will be like
awon nkan ti yo so bi igbesi aye ala re bi yo ti ri
the conditions condition your dream life
awon nkan to ro mo ala re.
So listen very, very carefully. The first thing we want to establish is to read two scriptures and explain. In Matthew chapter
1,
verse 20, a man received an information. The information was from his dream.
iroyin ohun si wa fun ala re.
I know that somebody here this morning.
Omo pa ni ko wa ni ile owuro yi.
You will dream your Joseph's dream.
O la la Joseph re.
That will move you.
Eti yo mu o.
From where you are to where God wants you to be.
Kuro ibi to wa lo sibi t'Olorun be ko wa.
Your amen is too weak for that kind of prayer.
Agbara sa adura yi o.
What eventually promoted Joseph was his dream.
Ohun to gbe Joseph ga ala re ni.
In Matthew chapter 1 verse 20.
Irere Matthew orikini ese ogun.
But why he thought on these things?
Ṣugbọn nigba to ro nkan won yi.
Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a where? In a dream.
Wo angel Olorun si yo si nibo ni ojo ala.
The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream saying, Joseph,
angel Olorun yo si loju ala,
thou son of David,
o wi pe Joseph iwo omo Davidi,
fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife,
ma foya lati mu mari aya re si odo,
for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost,
nitori eyi ti o yun ninu re lati owo emi mimo ni.
Close your eyes, beloved. Say this loud and clear.
My dream life,
receive fire. In the name of Jesus, dream life, receive fire. Amen.
Amen.
An angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph, the father of Jesus, in a dream.
Angel Olorun farahan Joseph baba Jesu loju ala.
I pray.
O gba aladura.
Angels will appear in your dreams.
Angel lo farahan.
They will appear, they will appear, they will appear, they will appear. They will appear, they will appear. They will appear. In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Because dreams of people where angels used to appear, other things don't appear.
Nitori awon ala tawon eniyan ba la. Tangeli Olorun ba farahan loju alabe awon nkan miran ifarahan.
Demons and terrible spirits cannot appear when the angel of the Lord is the one appearing.
Awon emi esu awon emi buburu bebe won o le farahan nibi tangeli Olorun ba gbe farahan.
Bottom line,
okokodun be,
God can give you instructions in your dream.
Olorun le fun ni ikilo ati igbese to gbe loju ala re.
Acts chapter 2 verse 17.
Ise awon aposteli orikeji ese ketadilogun.
Acts chapter 2 verse 17.
Ise orikeji ese ketadilogun.
Acts 2:17 says this.
Ise orikeji ese ketadilogun wi ohun yi.
Says this. Acts of Apostles.
Ise awon aposteli
chapter 2 verse 17.
Orikeji ese ketadilogun.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, said God.
Olorun si wi pe
I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Again, we're savage that in the last days, the ministry of visions and dreams, it will increase.
Le kan si afihan wa wi pe ni igba ikeyin ise iranse iran ohun ala yo ma po si.
Will increase.
Yo po si.
To guide the children of God accordingly.
Lati to awon omo Olorun bo ti ye.
Dreams are symbolic in nature.
Ala apere ni ninu ise re.
Dreams are sometimes very dark sayings.
Ala nigba miran a ma je oro to sokunkun.
A dream can be a prophetic word.
Ala o le je oro asotele.
It could be a word of knowledge.
O le je oro imo.
It could be a word of wisdom.
O le je oro ogbon.
A dream can reveal to you your calling or your ministry.
Ala re le fi han iru ipe re ati iranse t'Olorun ni fun.
A dream can bring you correction, edification and warning.
Ala o le ki o nilo. O le pe oro.
A dream can reveal your future. Your future.
Allah really saw be a joy.
And a dream can give you insight into what is going to happen to you in your later years.
Allah really o le fun o ni iroyin ohun ti yo sele ni eyan re eyan odun aye re.
Your intimacy with Jesus will have a great impact upon your ability to hear from the Lord through dreams. I said that again. I said your intimacy with the Lord Jesus Christ will have a great impact on your ability to hear from the Lord through dreams. The greater your intimacy with Jesus, the greater will be the level of your ability to receive information in the dream. Dreams can place a spirit of intercession upon you. And it can give you a burden to pray for a particular person, place, or event. Dreams enable us to see into the realm of the spirit. Dreams can sometimes be very true, neutral, or false.
Alazire o le jo topon bele o si le je ohun to duro sagede meji be lo le je ayederu.
But God himself
Olorun funra re
reveals himself to men through dreams.
Afara re ho awon eniyan loju ala.
These are points I want you to note before we go into the conditionals.
Awon koko oro ti mo fe ka fiyesi re.
It is easy to tell the origin and authenticity of a dream.
O rorun lati mo orisun ala ati balawo bi o se muna dokoto.
A dream, whether a dream is of good origin or is authentic, can be determined when we recognize who receives glory after the dream.
Ale mo orisun ala ati bi ti ala ti jade wa nipa eni ti yo gba ogo leyin te eyan ba laru ala be.
If at the end of the dream you find that Jesus is not glorified, in fact there is fear, there is tension, there is all kinds of tragedy, then it's an evil one, a dream from the evil one.
To ba je pe leyin ala ohun iberu bojo aibale okan ila ilo lo nse eniyan ka mo daju wi pe iru ala be atodo ise ni.
Dreams can give assurance, encouragement and comfort. Same way, dreams can give direction, instruction and guidance. It can be a revelation of the plans and purposes of God for your life. That's why some dreams require interpretation. You may have a dream and the interpretation will be given to you in the dream or when you wake up. Therefore, beloved, the land of dreams is as important as the land of the physical. And one way or the other, you are a product of your dreams. So dreams are not to be ignored or pushed aside, because they are basically the spiritual monitors telling you what is going on in your life in the spirit realm. Your dream never lies, because it contains a message. And because the enemy of our soul, Satan, knows the importance of dreams, he is interested in influencing our dreams. That's why he attacks and afflicts people with sicknesses and all kinds of tragedies in the dream.
oríṣiríṣi ogun bí àìsàn àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lójú àlá.
Satan can transform into an angel of light even to deceive the believer in a dream.
Satan lè palada kó ṣe bí angeli ìmọ́lẹ̀ láti lè tọ́nijẹ́ lójú àlá.
Technically, beloved,
bàbá fojú
every dream has a meaning.
Gbogbo àlá ló nítumọ̀.
Even if that dream appears disorganized or as nonsense.
Kódà bó bá jọ wípé àlá òun ò tàbí orin jatijati.
It has a message.
Ó ní ohun tó ń sọ.
In your dream, your spirit breaks into the spirit realm.
Ní ojú àlá rẹ, ẹ̀mí rẹ yóò wọ ìpele ẹ̀mí lọ.
This is why we need to take this issue seriously.
Ìdí nìyẹn tá a ṣe ní láti mú ọ̀rọ̀ yìí lọ́kùnkúndùn.
Dream interpretation is purely a gift from God.
Ìtumọ̀ àlá, bàbá gbára tá a fi ń túmọ̀ àlá ẹ̀bùn látọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run ló jẹ́.
You can ask for that gift too.
Ó lè béèrè fún ẹ̀bùn yìí náà.
You can also learn some small small principles by which you can interpret what you are seeing.
Ó tún lè kọ́ àwọn ìlànà kéékèèké tó fi lè ṣe ìtumọ̀ àlá tó bá lá.
Therefore, dreams cannot be figured out with human understanding.
Nítorí náà, a ò lè fọpọlọ má jẹ ń já gọ́tà ènìyàn wo àlá.
The language of dreams.
Èdè tí àlá ń fọ̀.
Is one of God's most neglected gifts to man.
Ọ̀kan nínú àwọn ẹ̀bùn t'Ọlọ́run fún ènìyàn táwọn ènìyàn máa ń fojú tẹ́ḿbẹ́lú
ni. Push it aside as if it's nothing.
Wọ́n máa fojú tẹ́ḿbẹ́lú rẹ̀ sẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ bí ẹ pé kò jámọ̀ kankan.
And it's very interesting.
Ó sì láririn.
An average person sleeps about 8 hours a day.
Ènìyàn fún bí wákàtí mẹ́jọ ló fi ń sùn lójoojúmọ́.
Meaning that we spend 1/3 of our life sleeping.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé ìdá kan nínú mẹ́ta ìgbésí ayé wa la fi ń sùn.
Meaning that if you are 30 years old now, you have slept for 10 years of your life.
Ó túmọ̀ sí pé bó o bá jẹ ẹni ọgbọ̀n ọdún lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ báyìí, ọdún mẹ́wàá ayé rẹ ló ti sùn.
So what happens in that 10 years is what happens in your dream life.
Ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ níbi ọdún mẹ́wàá ọ̀hún lohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ lójú àlá rẹ.
Read your Bible well.
Ka Bíbélì
rẹ. There are over 250 references to dreams found in the Bible.
Ó fẹ́rẹ̀ jẹ́ igba. Ó lé láàdọ́ta ni Bíbélì ti tọ́ka sí àlá nínú Bíbélì.
There is something called the reminder dreams.
Ohun kan wà tá à ń pè ní àlá ìrántí.
Will be bringing things to your remembrance.
Yóò máa mú ohun wá sí ìrántí rẹ.
There is something called the repetitive dreams. We keep telling you have not addressed it. You have not addressed it, so it keeps repeating it for you.
Ohun kan wà tí a mọ̀ sí àlá tó ń wá nígbà gbogbo. Yóò máa sọ fún ọ nígbà gbogbo. Àfi tó o bá gbé ìgbésẹ̀ lórí kiní ọ̀hún, tó o bá gbé yóò máa ràn ọ létí.
There is something called predictive dreams.
Ohun kan wà tá a pè ní àlá tó máa ń wo ọjọ́ ọ̀la tàbí tó máa ń wo
ọkọ tẹ́lẹ̀. What's about to happen?
Yóò sọ ohun tí yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ níwájú tẹ́lẹ̀ fún ọ.
Unfortunately, there are nightmares too.
Ó wá ṣe ní láàánú pé àwọn àlá ìdáyàfò náà wà.
The bottom line is this, beloved.
Ọkúnkúndùn ọ̀rọ̀ yìí ni
pé dreams will intensify in these last days.
Àlá yóò máa pọ̀ sí nígbà ìkẹyìn.
Especially spiritually deep dreams.
Pàápàá jùlọ àwọn àlá ẹ̀mí tó jẹ́ àlá ìjìnlẹ̀.
Dreams will intensify to a level where some believers, if they are careful about the kind of dream they have, it will usher them into greatness.
Àlá yóò máa pọ̀ sí débi wípé àwọn onígbàgbọ́ kan tí wọ́n bá ń kíyèsí àlá wọn, àlá yìí ni yóò gbé wọn lọ sí ipò gíga.
When the Bible says your old men shall dream dreams.
Nígbà tí Bíbélì wí pé àwọn arúgbó yín yóò sì máa láàlá.
Dreams in scripture means frequently and continually.
Àwọn àlá tí Bíbélì ń sọ̀rọ̀ lé lórí, ó túmọ̀ sí pé àlá àgbà gbogbo tó sì ń wá lemọ́lemọ́.
There are dreams we remember with clarity when we wake up. There are dreams we don't just remember faintly.
Àwọn àlá kan wà tó jẹ́ pé bá a bá tají, a máa rántí rẹ̀ gidigidi. Àwọn àlá kan sì wà tó jẹ́ wípé òrèéfé láti máa rántí wọn.
I have seen many people who receive deliverance through listening to messages in their dreams.
Mo ti mọ àwọn ènìyàn kan tó jẹ́ pé wọ́n gba ìtúsílẹ̀ nípa títẹ́tí sí ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀ lójú àlá wọn.
When you are having the right dream, your dreams can bring you healing.
Bó o bá ń lálàá tó tọ́, àlá rẹ ọ̀hún a máa fún ọ ní ìwòsàn.
Can bring you healing, you can bring healing to your personal life, to your professional life, to your career life and spiritual life.
Ó lè fún, ó lè gbé ìwòsàn wá sí gbogbo agbègbè ayé rẹ, ìbá ṣe ètò owó rẹ, ìbá ṣe tíṣẹ́ rẹ, ìbá ṣe ètò ìṣúná.
The place we have trouble sometimes is because the dreams are like parables. They are like parables of Jesus.
Ibi tí wahala be wa wa ni wi pe ala se lo da bi awon owe ti Jesu pa ninu bibeli.
They have deeper hidden meaning.
Won ni awon itumo to je aditu itumo to jile.
They are dark sayings.
Won je awon oro to sokunkun.
Meaning that it is in order to pray that Father, as I go to bed now, if you are going to speak to me in the dream, speak clearly. Don't speak to me in parables.
O tumo si wi pe ohun to dara ni keni o to sun lale ko gbadura pe Oluwa bi mo fe sun yi ba mi soro tara ma fi owe ba mi soro.
He will speak to you because you say you wanted clear words. You get clear words.
Yo ba soro tara tori pe o fe ko ba soro o si wi fun pe ko ba soro tara.
Many dreams are our subconscious shouting against us.
Opolopo ala o je ohun ta ki saba fiyesi a ma pariwo mo wa.
A dream
ala
sometimes comes to you to address an issue you are ignoring.
A ma to wa nigba miran lati mu okoju si ohun to n pati tabi to n foju tembelu.
A dream sometimes brings to your attention areas of tension or unresolved areas.
Ala nigba miran a ma de awon agbede aye re to ti gbajumo to ti yanju to ti sise le lori.
It's worth also to know that dreams can be a place of divine encounter.
O wa larin ni lati tumo wi pe ala nigba miran a ma je ibi ibapade ta ti le bo lorun pade.
So dreams are New Testament means of God's encountering us.
Nitori na ala won je awon majemu majemu titun tolorun fi ma nba wa soro.
They have the power to enhance our life and guide our waking life.
Won ni agbara lati le to aye wa sona ati lati le gbe aye wa leke.
Dreams have transforming power.
Ala o ni agbara to yin ni pada.
And God does speak to man through it.
Olorun asi ma ba eniyan soro nipase re.
So it's important that we take serious note of these words that I've just spoken.
O wa se pataki ka fiyesi gbogbo awon oro woyi.
But then
amosha
there are some killer dreams.
Awon ala gbemi gbemi wa.
When you dream a killer dream, what you should do is to kill it.
Bo ba la la gbemi gbemi ohun to ye ko se ni pe ki won no pa labe.
When you have any of the killer dreams, don't joke with them, kill them.
Eyi ke yi ninu ala gbemi gbemi to ba la ohun to ye ko se ni pe ma duro sa pa labe.
Let me tell you a few of these killer dreams.
E je nso die lara awon ala to ngbemi eni.
Before we now go to these conditioners.
Ka to wa lo si awon to nso ba la o ti ri.
Seeing corpses, coffins, or attending funeral services is a killer dream. You must kill it immediately you wake up.
Keni yo ma ri ko si ati ko ma lo se isinku loju ala ala gbemi gbemi ni o gbodo pa ni kete to ba ji.
Being handcuffed.
Ka ko se kese kese niyan lowo.
Chained.
Tabi ki wo di ewon mo
eniyan. Is a killer dream. Kill it.
Ala gbemi gbemi ni wo koko pa.
Marriage to unknown persons.
Keni o ma fe eni ti o mo loju ala.
Is a killer dream.
Ala gbemi gbemi ni.
Kill it.
Pa.
Begging for food, clothes, money and arms in the dream.
Keni o ma sagbe ko ma toro je, ko ma toro asowo, ko ma toro ilegbe loju ala.
Is a killer dream.
Ala gbemi gbemi.
Don't joke with them at all.
Ma fi won sere.
Walking about barefootedly, no shoes on.
Keni o ma fi ese rin loju ala lai wo bata.
Is a terrible dream indeed, you must kill it.
Ala buburu gba ni o gbodo pa.
If you're a woman, you find yourself walking barefoot with no shoes on your legs, your shoes represents your marriage. It means the enemy is going to attack your marriage life.
O ba jobirin to rira re loju ala to rin kiri lai wo bata bata re duro fun igbeyawo re o tumo si pe o gbodo pa.
Wearing torn or ragged clothes.
Keni o ma wa kisa tabaso to ti ya.
They are killer dreams.
Ala gbemi gbemi ni.
Kill them.
Pamo.
You find somebody removing your hair, he's trying to cut your hair off.
Ori pe eni ko je oniru tabi o farun re.
It's a killer dream. Don't joke with it.
Ala gbemi gbemi ni ma bi sere.
Kill it.
Pa.
Seeing vultures around you.
Kori igu eye igu kakiri ara.
Vultures always surround the dead. Don't joke with that kind of dream. Kill it. driving a vehicle which suddenly stops and refuses to start. Don't joke with that kind of dream. Kill it. Finding yourself being pursued by wild animals like cow with big horns, they are killer dreams. Kill it. Discussing and eating with dead relatives. The Bible said there is no connection between the living and the dead. That angel told the disciples when they were looking for Jesus in the tomb, so why seek ye for the living amongst the dead?
Close
your eyes. Can you shout this prayer the way you've never shouted any prayer before? Say, pillar dreams. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it loud and clear. Something is happening already. Yes, don't negotiate. Maseka tenda kaya boshende raba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
If you see what this short prayer has just done now.
Beba monta la kukuru ise.
Short prayer.
Adura kukuru I
has just done you. You praise God. Let's continue. Constantly being beaten up or seeing scratches on your body.
Kill them.
See yourself naked. The enemy is preparing him.
They
have killer dreams. Kill them. Unknown person. Pursue you. Anywhere you run to the person, you fly, the person flies after you. Kill it. It's a killer dream. Holding a Bible. And somebody grabs the Bible from your hand and you couldn't find it anymore. Or the Bible dropped on the ground. It's a killer dream. Kill it. The enemy wants to make you backslide. Eating your vomit. It's a killer dream. Kill it. Seeing yourself or your relative on hospital beds.
They
are killer dreams. Kill them. Seeing yourself crying and weeping, crying and weeping, crying and weeping. Kill that dream. You find yourself losing a large sum of money and you could not find it. Kill it. It's a bad dream. You find gunshots and bullets pursuing you. Don't negotiate with that dream. Shoot those who are shooting you. Command them to turn their guns against themselves. You find yourself being beaten by animals. And you woke up and you can still feel the pain. A killer dream. Kill it. If you dream of aimless market visitation, you just see yourself roaming around the marketplace. It's a killer dream. Kill it. You find that you want to cross a river, but you could not cross the river. You know you should be at the other side, but you couldn't cross there. It's a killer dream. Kill it. You find yourself carrying a very big load on your head, and you don't know the owner of the load. You don't know what the load is, but you're carrying it. Kill it. It's a bad dream. Somebody is giving you dirty money, rough money, all the old pennies and coins and cowries that we used to spend. That's what somebody is giving to you. It's a bad one. Kill it.
Enikan fun olowo to ti doti tabi owo ta na lati jo owo eyo awon wo owo ni ni ta na nigba na enikan wa fun oloju alagbemi gbemi ni pa.
All of a sudden you dream of masquerades.
Tabi orira re olalaye
running after you all over the place.
Egun le okiri loju ala.
Every masquerade dream that a black man has represents ancestral powers.
Ala egun talawo dudu bala o duro fun awon agbara iran de ran.
You need to kill it, don't joke with it.
Onilo lati pa ma fi sere.
Find yourself swimming in water.
Orira re pe o luwe ninu omi.
Kill it.
Pa.
You find yourself having sex with unknown person or known persons.
Orira re wi pe o ni idapo laarin okunrin sobirin pele eni to mo loju ala.
Or even with people you know.
Tabi pele awon eyan to mo pa.
You find yourself trying to strike a match, but as you strike the match, fire is not coming out. Something is extinguishing the fire.
Orira re loju ala o fe sha isana bo se fe sha isana na ina na o sha ohun kan pa ina yi.
It's a bad dream. Kill it.
Ala buburu ni pa.
Somebody is showing you a bottle of blood.
Eni kan fi igo eje ho.
It's a bad dream.
Ala buburu ni.
Kill it.
Pa.
Somebody's making you eat the kind of food you don't even eat in the physical.
Eni kan fi tipa tipa mu oje ru oje te o je loju aye.
It's a bad dream.
Ala buburu ni.
Kill it.
Pa.
Those as simple examples
awon apere kekere re
of the killer dreams.
Nipa ala gbemi gbemi.
Can you raise up your right hand again?
Je ka dun owo tun asoke.
And with a great fire in your voice.
Pelu ina ninu ohun wa.
Say killer dream.
Ala gbemi.
My life is not your candidate.
Ayo ni o
si. Yeah! In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Something is happening again.
Open channel.
Bota riboko sente kaya bo shende rabakanta. Banna rabaka sopola kaya bo shente raboko nte yaba. Besinte leke ya bo shente raboko pola barabo santa. Bekira posi alikanta yaba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
I'm making fantastic progress. As somebody I wish to congratulate straight away. You had a victory dream last night. That victory will manifest within the next 24 hours. What factors decide your dream life? What are these dream conditioners? Maybe that is not the first question I should really ask you. Maybe the first question is this. Out of two kinds of dream, divine or satanic, which one do you like to have? I can't hear you.
Oh boy.
So let's get that right. So if that is the kind of dream you want to be having, then you need to know the factors that decide your dream life for you. Number one factor is your level of purity. The level of holiness, brokenness in your life.
Ipele iwo pale ati iwa mimo to ni.
Holy people will have holy dreams.
Awon eniyan mimo ala mimo ni won la.
Your level of purity in the body.
Ipele iwa mimo ninu ara.
Purity in the soul.
Iwa mimo ninu okan.
Purity in the spirit.
Iwa mimo ninu emi.
That is the first factor.
Owa akoko ni e.
Factor number 2.
Ohun ikeji
is how much of flesh controls your life.
O ni wi pe ipelewo le ran ara fi dari aye re.
The level of flesh control upon your life.
Bi eran ara tin dari aye re to.
That's the second factor.
Ohun ikeji ni e.
If you yield to the flesh all the time, you will have serious war in your dreams. Factor number 3. Bad company. If your friends are children of the devil, you will have bad dreams because they will influence your life. Four, your foundation and background. If your father is a pastor, your mother is a pastor,
the kind
of dream you will have is even from the person whose father is a native doctor and mother worship marine powers. So your foundation and your background conditions your dream life. Factor number 5 is whether you are under any curse or any evil covenant. Because when somebody is under a curse and an evil covenant, you always have terrible dreams. Six is the kind of enemies that are battling you. The kind of enemies you are fighting.
It's
the difference fighting a demon
or
fighting a principality, fighting an evil priest. The kind of enemies. The higher and more wicked those enemies are, the more terrible the dream life will become. Seven. Is the level of the word of God in you. The level of the word of God in you decides the kind of dreams you will have.
8.
What you eat and drink is a factor that can condition your dream life. Are you still coming to this kind of place? You drink alcohol, the enemy will see to it that your dream life is a battlefield.
Nine.
Environmental factors. Whether if you are living in a cursed house, you are selling your stuff in a possessed place, affects you one way or the other. 11. 10. Very good. Cultural orientation affects our dream life.
And
so plenty of people find themselves returning to their place of birth in the dream, returning to the village, returning to the hometown, returning. It's the cultural part of it.
Eleven.
Is your past sexual associates.
It
conditions your dream life. 12. Past involvement in the occult. Being to the native doctor before, you were in the lodge members before, you were in the cult society, it will influence your dream life.
13.
is the level of spirituality of your parents.
Ohun ni bi awon obi re se je eni emi si.
Oh, if your parents are very prayerful.
Awon obi re je to ma je eni to ngbadura gidigidi.
Their prayers can help your dream life.
Adura awon le ran ala re lowo.
14.
Kerinla.
Sicknesses and illnesses.
Aisan ati awon arun.
Those ones who can condition your dream life.
Awon yen na won le so bi ala re o ti ri.
15.
Ikarundinlogun.
Is the level of satanic oppression somebody is going through.
Only pele nira satani deni kan la koja.
The higher the oppression, the more horrible the dreams.
Bi inira awon ba se poto be ni alabuburu o to nlo se poto.
16.
Ikarundinlogun.
Is incisions on the body.
Only awon gele ta sisara.
Incisions give the enemy access to your blood. And that incision on your body can condition your dream life.
17.
Is worry and anxiety. Always getting worried. Always getting worked up. It will influence your dream life.
18.
Is incomplete deliverance. Incomplete deliverance. If your deliverance is not complete, you might have some small respite, some small peace, but they come rushing back.
Nineteen.
Sleep disturbances. Disturbing your sleep. People are disturbing your sleep. To influence your dream life. Or you don't sleep properly.
20. Ogun.
It's your strategic position in God's agenda. Your strategic position.
Ipo.
In God's agenda will influence your dream life. And 21. Your level of brokenness influence the kind of dreams you have. These are the 21 major dream conditioners. And we need to understand that if we don't know these things, visions may become nightmares. Dreams that should move us forward may change to dreams that will demote us. Dreams of warning can become dreams of tragedy. Dreams of glory can become dreams of shame. This morning, we have some spiritual exercises to carry out here. And we must do it with accuracy and with merciless violence. Because a lot of people have been chained by these killer dreams. And some don't even understand what is going on at all in their lives anymore. For the next few minutes, I'd like you to close your eyes and rise on your seat. And pray these prayers the way you've never prayed them before. The first prayer is a bush clearing prayer.
Adura koko, adura to nso ipo ni.
To clear the way.
Yo son.
So that you the communication of heaven would directly be showing you heavenly dreams. A clearing.
Allah.
So that what is bringing evil dreams away and pushing away the right ones will be completely demolished. So if you are here this morning and you have been having any of the killer dreams,
Or
you are here, you know that these factors that we have listed, you are breaking the rules in some places. You should pray with fire and with thunder. God spoke to Jacob. He saw angels of God coming up and down. He said, surely the Lord is in this place. God spoke to Abraham in dreams about his destiny. He spoke to Daniel. They had dreams that moves their destiny forward. So whatever is preventing you from entering to that realm is what you want to deal with now. That's a clearing prayer. Before we now go on very quickly to other areas, can you shout this louder than anyone around you now? Make sure that nobody's voice is louder than yours as you pray this particular prayer. Veil of darkness. Affecting my dream life. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Catch fire! In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. That's wonderful. We have to do a small diversion now. All the parents who are here today, pray these prayers now. This is a diversion by the Holy Spirit. Just pray these prayers now before we go back to the ones we are praying on dreams. If you are a parent here, can you raise up your voice like thunder like this? Any padlock in the brain of my children, in the name of Jesus, kill the padlock. Kill the padlock. In Jesus' name we pray. It is broken now. It's broken now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Now with fire and with power. With no apologies at all. Pray the following prayers mercilessly with violence. Goliath in my dream, he said.
Goliath in my dream.
Herod in my dreams.
Herod
in my dreams. In the
Jesus. That's right. King Goliath and the Arabs. Yes. I'm by the wall of the testimony of the Lord of the Lamb unto the Lamb of the Holy King in by the blood of the Lamb. I'm by the wall of the testimony of the Lord. Nor the light unto the dead. Continue, continue, continue. Continue. Yes.
Then.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord for Jesus, la badura.
Oh, this is wonderful. Some people that have been under a chain for years. And saw the chains breaking to pieces. That woman over there. If you find this strange padlock by the bedside of your child, please bring it to us in the church here. As a result of the prayer we just prayed now. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Oh God, Allah!
Allah,
and sanitize my dream life. Can you shout this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and sanitize my dream life. Botaka sente ya boshende rabakanta la baba. Oh God, arise and sanitize my dream life. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen. If you are in this service this morning, and you have been dreaming of your dead parents, lay your hand on your head as you pray this next prayer. This is not the time to negotiate. There must be no negotiation this morning. The angels told the disciples, why seek ye for the living amongst the dead? He has risen, as I have told you before.
Say,
dream covenants.
Break!
In the name of Jesus. Break it. Yes, it's happening, it's happening. It's happening. This is not a day to negotiate. Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus,
lagbadura. May put your hand down now.
Ele kawo sile bayi.
If you are in this service, you have been dreaming.
Be ba wa ninu si en lala.
Of your children just disappearing.
Be awon mo yin kon sadede kon pora.
Look for them, you can't find them.
E wa won eri won.
In a dream. Lay your hands on your head now.
Dawo re lori.
Why we all pray this prayer with violence?
Gbogbo a o gbadura pelu ipa.
Dream kidnappers.
Bomo bomo oju ala.
Dream criminals.
Odaran oju ala.
Can you shout this loud again? In the name of Jesus. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Mekosentaya boshanda raba. Lakata rabo satanda kaya boshanda. Baribo kosopende kaya boshanda raba. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
You put your hand down. That's glorious. That's glorious. Say, I fire back. Every arrow of the enemy. From my dreams. Can you shout that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Forever. Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bokatela kaya boshendera bokonta. Rapolika senteya boshenteya ba. Aha, aha. Aha, aha, aha. Jesus, then we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
Then with a voice raised higher than that of anybody here.
Etwa gbo soke di owo to be bi.
Say killer dream. I am not your candidate. Die. In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Just thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Amen. Be super dynamic as I pray now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. I stand here as the prophet of the Most High. And I decree upon all God's people that are here today that the angel assigned to your dream will appear. 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 In the name of Jesus. That the Lord will convert your dream life to night vision. In the name of Jesus. Every dream robber that has stolen from the people of God will recover what you have stolen. We recover it now. We recover it now. We recover it now. In the name of Jesus. Any infirmity sponsored through dreams, we bury you now in the name of Jesus. The stones that will kill our dream Goliath.
Goliath.
Father, place them in our hands. In the name of Jesus. As you go into this month, it shall be well with you. The hand of God shall fight all your battles for you. The eyes that never slumbers must shall be upon your life. And as this is a leap year, you will leap onto higher heights. In the name of Jesus, go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us hear the grace of fellowship.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.